Hello, writers. Laura Purdy Salas here on Friday, August 30th, with my weekly working writer's update. I have been working steadily all week, which is a relief. Despite my tech issues, I've been working on our 10-year-old or maybe older kitchen desktop computer. So that has slowed things down a little bit, but I have still had what I feel like is a very productive week. I've worked on lots of things, but the main things I want to talk about are submissions and picture book revisions. So picture book revisions, I have been working on a picture book that is about pigeons. And I have tried a lot of different approaches, and I got all excited about this one approach that made it kind of, it took the focus off of it being nonfiction, but I wanted to do nonfiction, but still with some interesting hook to it and a narrative arc. And I got all excited about it. And then as I started brainstorming through this idea that I had, I realized I had come very far afield of what my initial impulse was, and that really I was muddling up two different ideas. The idea about the nonfiction stuff about pigeons, which with this other idea, which ended up being more about identity. And as I kept brainstorming and kind of doing some I was doing what I have done in the past and what, when I, you know, have done critiques, what I've often had to tell other writers, which is you're trying to tell too many stories in one picture book. Picture books are so short and so focused that there has to be one main idea to it. And that main idea can have this undercurrent, this emotional resonance, in fact, much stronger if it does, but it can't be about two different things. The plot of the book, you know, so I realized that I needed to forward with my thinking and look through my ideas again. I'm just going to choose different animals to do it with. So this is a lesson, you know, that I have to learn regularly, is that picture books are spare, they are streamlined, and they have one main focus. So I'm relearning that as usual, and I'm back to work on my pigeons manuscript, but I have tucked away that other idea, and you know, it's in my list of stories that I'm waiting to find the time to work on. So that was kind of a nice little revelation that helped me refocus a little bit. Now, submissions. So boy, August has been such a crazy month with, you know, our daughter visiting. We sent her back to Cyprus earlier this week. And with our travel, we were up on the beautiful North Shore of Minnesota for 5 days. And then, of course, with the death of my laptop, which has totally turned my work world upside down temporarily, that I have not been keeping up with submissions very well over the past month or two. And I was really happy as the end of the month was staring me in the face. I thought, I have got to get some submissions done. So one thing I did was I sent two manuscripts to a high up editor at Capstone. Now, Capstone has long been an educational publisher, and they had some fiction picture books, but these were all work for hire and kind of sold as, you know, reading practice kind of stuff. But they started just in the past couple of years saying that they were publishing trade picture books. And when they first said that, the people I asked about it and people who were approached about it, they were calling them trade, but they were still paying for them as work for hire titles. But that has changed, and they are actually publishing, I think, a fairly small number of advance royalty trade picture books, where the focus is on getting to the broadest audience possible, not just a school library setting. And I know this editor from way back. She used to work for another publisher who I've published with. We have been speakers at a couple of the same events, and she's a lovely person. And so back in January, I had approached her on Twitter to ask, hey, are you guys taking proposals or manuscript submissions for trade picture books that are advance royalty? And she said yes and invited me to submit something if I had something in mind. So, you know, it's been a crazy year so far, but I have picked up a catalog. I studied some of the fiction picture book titles that I think are their trade titles. And I selected two of my ones that I thought might be the best fit. And so this week I sent them off to her via email and thanked her for, you know, inviting me to submit my work, and we'll see what happens. I have no idea whether it will go anywhere, but I was happy to get those sent off because that's been at the back of my mind. I should send her something, but I needed to do more research about what kind of books they were publishing. I also sent a rhyming nonfiction manuscript that I love and that has gotten wonderful rejections, many wonderful rejections, and has been to acquisitions at one publisher but didn't make it past marketing. I sent that off to an editor who I would love to work with someday, and I consider that editor a real long shot editor. And typically this person only reviews agented work. He has responded, you know, before once, I think I've sent him something. And when I followed up, he did respond. And the agent who I spoke with recently, this is one of the manuscripts she had loved and said, this is the kind of thing I think the editors I really love to work with would enjoy. And I know this editor is one of those people for that agent. So the agent isn't involved in this or anything, but I thought, you know, I'm going to give it a try. So I sent that out. I also sent a manuscript this morning to the Creative Company. Now, the Creative Company is a small press. They do just some stunning, beautiful picture books, gorgeous. But they're a closed house, and I had submitted things to them a number of times in the past, and I just never got a reply. But earlier this year, I attended TLA, Texas Library Association, and on the exhibit hall floor, I happened to meet a high up at the Creative Company, and I chatted with her, and I didn't pitch anything. But then I emailed her shortly after getting back, introduced myself, and she looked at a rhyming nonfiction manuscript and said lovely things about it, but it was too close in topic to something they had already published. And she invited me to send more things. So that was several months ago, and I did send her something new. And I got an email right back, which was lovely. Like within an hour, I got an email back saying, oh, I love this idea. I'm going to pass this along to, and So she's kind of in charge, but she's passing it along to the senior editor to look at. So that was really exciting. We'll see. Again, it's no guarantee that anything will get published. And if someday we do work together, you know, it might not be this manuscript. But meeting editors in person, building relationships, attending these conferences and trade shows, that is what really helps if you are wanting to submit to publishers who are closed to unsolicited submissions, you know, manuscripts that they didn't ask for, that an agent did not approach them about. Now, I also submit to editors I've never met, so I'm not saying this is the only way to do it, but it helps. Whenever you can, you know, try to build relationships in person too. And then the other submission I made was my poetry anthology poem, which I had sent three poems to the editor while I was at the North Shore. She had sent me an email and asked for a revision that kind of took some ideas from the different poems. So it wasn't a specific revision like, I like this poem, except could you, you know, do this? So it was sort of a brand new poem, and I've been working on that all week, and I guess I started it last week. And so for some reason for me, it's always much more intimidating to send a revised manuscript than when I send out the initial manuscript to an editor. But I sent it off this morning, you know, knocked wood, and said a little prayer, and we'll see what the editor thinks about it. So I feel good that I've gotten several things out there to editors, and that I'm, you know, making progress working on several manuscripts. It has been a lovely summer with lots of family, and I'm grateful for that, but I'm also ready to get back into my writing routine. I hope you guys are also getting into your writing routine, and have a lovely week. Thanks for listening.